The 10th day of the blessed month of Tut, the martyrdom of St. Ioannes the Egyptian and his companions. On this day, the Church commemorates the martyrdom of St. Ioannes and his 20 friends. That was during the reign of Emperor Maximinus Daza, who ruled from the year 305 to 313 AD. This saint loved the Lord from all his heart, and he memorized the Holy Scripture until it was imprinted deep in his soul. He met with Eusebius of Caesarea, the father of church history, who was amazed from Ioannes' vast knowledge of the Holy Book. This saint confessed, along with his companions, the Lord Christ before the governor, who ordered to send them for hard labor under the scourging sun. The governor ordered to pluck out the eyes of St. Ioannes and also to burn one of his legs with a red-hot iron. Finally, the governor ordered that all of them be beheaded, and so they all received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, St. Matruna was martyred. She was raised in a Christian home. When she grew up, life forced her to work as a maidservant in the house of a Jewish lady. Her mistress used to entice her to adopt the Jewish religion. Matruna did not yield to her pressure, and therefore her mistress used to humiliate her, ill-treat her, and overburden her with servitude. One day, she imprisoned her in a dark room where she spent 4 days without food or drink. The mistress then took her out and beat her painfully, and then returned Matruna back to her imprisonment, where she died. Therefore, Matruna received the crown of martyrdom for her steadfastness in her faith. May the blessings of our prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. And also on this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of St. Pacin and her 3 children. May their blessings be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.